Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, and we're having ladies' night here tonight at the Main Street Pub. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
We're all in a blizzard here, snowed in, and we figured we'd talk a little Disney to dream about being down in Florida with some sunny weather. We're also joined by our good friend Judith. Hello, Judith. How are you tonight?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
And we're also joined by our friend Carmen from the Adventures of Peas and Carrots. How you doing tonight, Carmen?
Good. How's everyone?
We're all in snow. Wonderful. And you're down in beautiful weather compared to what we have.
I would call it that. We've had 30s and rain for 2 days, so I don't know if I'd call this beautiful.
No. And did you see John sending us the pictures today of the palm trees on the site?
Yeah, now he's the one you need to be mad at.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really mean. Tell him.
Oh, well, that was the nicest way to tell him. If you'd have heard what I said to him on the phone today, we would no longer be a G-rated Disney podcast, let me tell you. But no, he does that to us all the time. He texts stuff. When he hears I'm having a snowstorm, he likes to rub it in a lot. So, but I'm not a bad guy. When they're having some kind of hurricane or storm coming in, I'm telling him to be okay. John, be careful. Him, he's just yelling at me, telling me to stop freezing in the snow. So, so you guys, how much did you get up there, Judith?
Well, it's turning to that terrible, like, freezing rain. I think we got a good 3 or 4 inches.
Okay.
So not as much as they thought, but still, I think tomorrow is going to be difficult digging out.
Yeah, we got about 6 inches, and the rain melted it all away, and then it came, then it turned into total rain, and now it's freezing out there on the roads. That's what I'm worried about for tomorrow for work. And Dennis, you have over a foot, don't you?
Yeah, I get about 14 inches here, and it just turned it turned to rain, so now it's that heavy, wet, compacted snow, and now they're saying about 11 o'clock tonight, it's going to all freeze over and be a sheet of ice, so. It's nasty out there.
That's the dangerous part, right?
Yep.
Yeah, everybody has to be careful out there with those snow shovels. You know, they can wear you out and you don't realize they're doing it. Especially to me and Dennis's ripe old age, right, Dan?
Yeah. Hey, okay,
here's where I can interject. We do not have a snow shovel.
Okay.
Because it always melts within 1 or 2 days, so it really doesn't make sense to shovel it.
Yeah, I mean,
Carmen, can you tell Tommy that, please, so we can move sooner?
Come right. Down, the weather's nice. I mean, it's not as nice as Florida, but, you know, actually, we only have, this year we've had, like, I don't know, 3 weeks of bad weather. We actually had the 80s in February. It was crazy. This is the warmest winter I ever remember here in North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, well,
you're lucky. Lucky.
I was in your neck of the woods a couple years ago in February, and I went into the Lowe's because I was having withdrawals. I wasn't in any of the home improvement stores. So I was down there for a week. We were helping take care of my sister-in-law. She was having surgery, and she was down there herself, so me and my wife went down to be with her. And I took a ride out. Everything was good. And I went over to the Lowe's, and I'm like, where's all the snowblowers and the shovels? They don't have anything. And I'm like, what do you do?
I've never seen anyone with a snowblower here unless they moved down from up north and they just bring it with them. But yeah. No one from here buys a snowblower, because even if you do have to shovel a little snow, you can just use one of those flat garden shovels, and that's all you need.
Yeah, you guys get it worse as far as what Donna gets all the time is the ice storms, and that really knocks your power out and all that stuff. So that's the dangerous stuff. Plus, you have them roads down there, which I have no idea. They're the scariest things I've ever seen, with those big holes along the shoulder, the trenches. It's like, whoa. And the lighting at nighttime, it drives me insane down there driving around.
Yeah, we have no lighting.
No, you don't. It's like, if you're having a bad night, you're in trouble down there. But anyway, before we get on better roads and travels, let's get into the Disney show that we planned on. So Dennis can get done and go shovel out tonight, he plans on.
Right, right.
Wow, in the dark?
Yeah. Well, my snowblower has a little light on it, so it can show me the way, like Rudolph going through the sky.
Now that's some dedication.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I've been there many a times.
Be careful.
I tell my wife I'm going out to run. I think I can. The little train, the engine that could out in the parking lot. So what we wanted to start off is we have a few questions with you. We want to find out what you guys are most excited about, what side you lean on. So me and Dennis are going to go back and forth with a couple different questions, and you guys answer. And hopefully we have a good time with this, and you give a different point of view than what us two knuckleheads always do. So I'm going to start off with Pandora coming. What are you guys most excited about, the new Banshee ride or the river ride? And we'll let you start off, Judith. Which one are you most excited about?
I can't wait for either one of them. I think it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. We're actually going in June, and I just can't wait. I think both the rides. I mean, the boat ride looks amazing with all the, sparkly. I like sparkly things. It looks sparkly to me. And then the Banshee ride looks fun, too. I don't watch too much on social media, because I like to experience it myself. So I don't usually preview it too much, but I've seen a little bit, and it looks amazing. Can't wait.
I think you're going to be excited. I mean, they did have the video to show you how you get on the Banshee ride, but it doesn't show you the ride. So,
right.
But you only have Fast Pass for one, and that's probably what's going to happen. So which one would you lean towards?
Probably the Banshee. Okay. I like a little more excitement. But I tell you, I think what I'm going to do, or what we're going to do in June, is get up and be there way early for rope drop and just run and get it, like get one and then have the other one for the Fast Pass. Because I want to see both of them.
Well, you'll probably have that preferred parking, so you'll be able to do it.
Well, okay. Okay, picking on me already.
I'm kidding with you.
Oh, it's okay, Judith. I'm sure he's going to get on me about the express bus pretty soon.
The preferred parking, I only do it if I haven't rope dropped a park.
Okay.
I'll just give that advice.
I did crack up when John said that you're down the run in all these marathons and you're afraid to walk through the parking lot.
I know.
That was classic. I did love that.
I have to say, I did it a little bit to poke the bear.
Okay.
Meaning you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I bring out the best in you, ladies. I know that. So, Carm, which side do you land on?
For me, it would definitely be the boat ride. Both look very intriguing, but I am a sucker for dark rides, boat or otherwise, but especially boat rides. Some of my favorite rides at Disney are dark boat rides, Pirates of the Caribbean. I even like Small World. I love Living with the Land, which I realize it's not all a dark ride, but those are my favorite kind of rides. So I'm very excited about that. The little snippets they've given us look amazing, so I think that's going to be really cool. But I am, of course, also excited about the other ride, and we always spend more than one day at Animal Kingdom per trip, So hopefully when we go in the fall, I'll be able to ride both, like get a fast pass for one day and a fast pass for the other a different day.
Yeah, you usually break my heart. You sit there at Harambe Village taking video of my train, making me cry while I'm roaming around on my stilts.
Just don't fall on your stilts when you're watching.
I have to. And all of a sudden, bing, I have certain things that I it must do. The guys will laugh at me. What are you doing? I'm watching Disney. Leave me alone. And another quick question.
Carmen is the best to watch.
Yes.
Carmen and...
They do a great job.
So much fun to watch. I love watching them.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
And a quick question, Carmen. Bring back the Skippers or Not on Living with the Land.
Well, that was sadly before my time, but I would say definitely bring back the Skippers because to me, they've ruined the great movie ride by putting in that strange narration that suddenly comes out of your back. So like we don't even ride that anymore, and that used to be one of our favorite rides. So I would definitely, even though I never rode Living with the Land before they got rid of the Skippers, I would say absolutely bring them back. Live is always better.
The thing that was good about it, and Dennis will agree with me on this, what I liked about it was the interaction, because you'd be on there and you'd have young kids actually asking the Skippers about the different plants when they'd see the Mickey shaped watermelons and the tomatoes and stuff like that. And now you don't get any of that. And don't you remember that then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just obviously a one-sided conversation now. You just got to listen to the narration. Yeah, it was more interactive, and they would kind of get off the scripted stuff, and you might learn something a little bit different, or at least make each time you ride it a little bit different experience. So, yeah, I'd much prefer they have the cast members riding the vehicles.
Yeah, my first trip to Disney was in 2000, and so I don't know at what point they changed that, but it was sometime before 2000.
Yeah, we miss it. It was more educational that way, and it was more interactive, and we had one time they were on there, the guy was joking about he named the alligators. Remember they used to have the alligators in the tanks? You don't see them all the time anymore?
Right,
they're totally
right.
Gone now.
Yeah,
they've been replaced by catfish breeding. I just saw it this past week.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, back in that day, they had the alligators, they had the Skipper, and the Skipper would joke around. I remember the one time he had names of all of them because we were hung up there. Was the ride stopped for a couple minutes, so he started naming them off, and the kids all are looking like he's just making this stuff up. But it was one of the things that I always remember because it was different every time you went on. Now it's the same ride every time you do it. I still enjoy it. It's one of my favorites, but it was better when I had the Skippers.
Although, I think, though, when I rode it last month, I thought there was a lot of new stuff there. So,
well, that's
good. I really enjoyed it last trip.
No. Yeah, and they also added a lot of things for Flower and Garden. I don't know if that was there when you were, Judith, but they had these huge edible flower displays. And they were there last year, too. But I like the fact that they change it seasonally to sort of go along with the festivals.
Yeah, I noticed that because I was there just a couple days before Food and Garden started. So, or Flower. I always call it Food and Garden. Sorry.
So
Flower
does Bob.
And Garden.
I think we have you brainwashed with that from this show because that's what Bob makes us call it.
Well, everything is always about the food anyways, right?
Yeah, it always goes back to food. Always, always.
All roads lead there.
Yes, exactly. All right, so for Judith, this will be your question for us. So Toy Story Land, Star Wars Land, or Pandora, which are you most excited for?
Oh, I don't know. That's really hard. I'm a big Star Wars fan. In fact, Star Wars was my very first movie when I was a kid that I went to by myself.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember
that was my very first movie. Well, adult movie, I should say, meaning not a cartoon.
Right.
Yep.
But I wasn't by myself. I did have a parent.
Yeah. We went, my friend and I walked down ourselves and we watched the movie by ourselves. So I'm a big Star Wars fan. I can't read it. That's not fair.
Well, that's why we did it. We didn't want to make it easy.
I'm excited for all of it. I'm really excited for Pandora because I think it will. I love Animal Kingdom at night. You know, it's amazing.
Hasn't it become a totally different park being open late?
Mm-hmm. It's just so beautiful at night. It really is a beautiful park at night. So I'm so excited for that. I'm excited for Toy Story because it reminds me of my boys and them watching the movies. And you know, as a Star Wars fan, I can't wait till Star Wars comes. It'll be amazing. How's that?
Well, if you, all right, let's say you could only do one of them on opening day or for the next trip that you go on, and they were all three going to open up. You could only go to one of them for that trip. Which one are you going to?
We're not going to hold you.
Just mean.
We're not going to hold you to it, Judith. You can go to all three, really.
I know. I think if I had to pick, I would pick Star Wars. I think my boys would love Star Wars. My husband would love Star Wars, and I would love Star Wars. But that being said, I'm so glad that I can do all of them.
Yes, you'll be allowed.
There's no right or wrong answer here.
It's just what part. If they were all open, which one are you going to be at first? Like which one you? Which one are you most excited about?
That's a tough one. From an intellectual property perspective, absolutely Star Wars. Not that I don't like the other properties. I like both of them as well. I'm not an Avatar hater. It's not my favorite movie. It's a little puzzling why Disney picked something that's not theirs, but I think it's going to be gorgeous and amazing. Just like Judith said, I think the nighttime stuff's going to be, you know, beautiful. But just like she said, you know, I was a kid when the first Star Wars movie came out, and it was the first non-cartoon movie I ever saw, and it just blew me away. And so I have that nostalgia attachment to that one that I do not have to the other two because they're more modern properties. So I would have to pick Star Wars just based on that. However, I'm a little concerned they're kind of going to go down that motion simulator route. Like the Millennium Falcon ride sounds a bit like that. And those make Brian very sick. And I don't like having to ride things by myself. Like he can't ride Star Tours. I have to ride that by myself. So
hey,
if
Carmen,
they do go that way, that's going to make me sad.
I'll ride with you anytime.
All right.
So when you guys seen the movie, who did you like more, Han Solo or Luke Skywalker?
Oh, Han Solo.
Yeah, Han.
Okay.
Han Solo.
Okay. That's a non-question.
Okay. Hey, I would have no idea, but I just figured it would be funny to ask. Inquiry minds want to know.
But honestly, either one would be okay.
Okay.
I've never really liked Luke. I thought he was so whiny. Like in that first movie,
he whined
through the whole movie.
Me and Dennis only had one option, Princess Leia, in that whole movie. Right, really right. Sucks.
But I do find it interesting that you both chose Star Wars.
I didn't see that coming, Dan.
Yeah, Doug and I aren't the biggest Star Wars fans.
We're the girls on this show, Dan.
Yeah. But that's right. Because most guys are Star Wars geeks that I know.
I really love Star Wars. It's like one of my favorite movies.
One of the only movie franchises that I will watch over and over again. There's a couple of others, but it's one of the few franchises that I will just continue to watch over and over.
See, they would have to open up like a Godfather. Too. For me to go to watch it over and over again, it would have to be Godfather or Goodfellas, and I would see it. There are the two movies I watch over and over again.
But, Doug, you need to talk to Tommy because those are his favorite movies.
There you go. Great minds think alike. Me and Dan, I think, are both most excited about Toy Story Land overall. Wouldn't you say, Dan?
Yeah, for me, Toy Story for sure. It's like Carmen said. Or Judith actually said, our boys watching Toy Story movies. I mean, it's a very strong franchise, and you know, most of us of our age grew up with it, or if we didn't, certainly our kids did, and it's been kind of part of our family. So it's hard to not be excited about Slinky Dog and all those iconic characters that we've come to know and love in the Toy Story franchise.
And you guys know how sentimental this idiot gets in the queue on Toy Story, so
yeah.
I can't help myself.
But the great thing is they're bringing all these things to Disney. We have so much to look forward to. It's going to be awesome and fun.
Oh, it's going to be phenomenal. I love the Animal Kingdom, and I mean, you guys heard me many times on this show.
I love it.
I understood because of the animals why they didn't have it openly, but of all the parks, it's the most. I think it's the most. It's beautiful at night. It was meant to be open at night.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's just gorgeous. It looks like a completely different park at night. It's a completely different.
It does.
Feel.
It's so relaxing.
It's
so laid back.
It's awesome. And one of my favorite run Disney races, although they don't do it at night anymore, was the Wine and Dine. And part of the reason why I loved it so much was, one, you get to run through Osborne Lights, which was amazing. And two, you got to run through Animal Kingdom at night, which was amazing. Oh, wow. So that was, yeah. Though I wish they would bring back the night races, but they won't probably.
Now, have either one of you got to do Kilimanjaro Safari at night?
Yes.
How amazing. Much better is it? Isn't it better at night?
No.
No.
I think it is.
It's unique, and you should do both. Like, everyone should do both. But if I could only take, like, a new person that's never been at all on one or the other, I would take them on the daytime because you can see so much more of the animals.
See, I can see.
You know the best time? The best time to see that is during the rain. I've been on it during the rain, and the animals are so active.
No, I've been on there too, especially when it's a really hot day and it starts to rain. It makes them all get up.
Yeah.
And Carmen, I will kind of agree with you in a sense that I think because I've been on it probably 30 times during the daytime, that going on at night, I kind of know what it's all about, so I don't feel like I'm missing anything, and I love the eeriness of it. Like, even though you know you're safe, it adds like that little bit of a different aura about it when you're going on at nighttime. Like, you're not supposed to
be
there.
Absolutely. And you get all the vocal animals. They make a lot more noise at night. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them are more nocturnal.
Yeah.
And I think you've mentioned it too. Like, when we went, we heard the lions roar, and that is a really different sound than hearing it, say, on TV or on the movies, you know, through speakers. Hearing it in person, you can see why they're the king, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sort of gives you chills. It's a different kind of experience. So that's why I said people should do both if they can.
Absolutely.
I just think if you only could do one and it was your first trip, I'd say definitely get the daytime in. Like, we just had the best daytime ride this past trip that we've ever had. Every single animal is out and up close and personal, including the lions. They were jumping up and down off the rocks, playing with each other. It was just an amazing experience. And at night, you can still see that sort of, but everything's sort of in silhouette, so it's not quite as visual.
Well, when we were there on the last trip, I said on the show, they had the spotlight on the very top of the rock, and our Jeep literally stopped for 10 minutes, and all the other ones were, like, set up behind us. He was literally prancing. You could see him as clear as day, prancing back and forth across the top of that mountain. And it was
that's
awesome.
Cool.
And he kept, like, growling at the sky. And then I said the female, all of a sudden, she came out of nowhere and just jumped on him and wrapped her arms around him. And those two were wrestling on top of the rocks. And we just sat there and sat there. It was like it was our own private show. So it was totally different than that was the most action I've ever seen of. I've seen them move and flop. That's what they usually do during the day. So next question is, how are you guys excited at all about the changes coming to Coronado Springs and to Caribbean Beach?
Yeah, I think it will be nice. I have to say, though, being a DVC member, I don't know that I'll stay there.
Well, one of the rumors are that Caribbean Beach might have a partial DVC. Would you be excited about that, especially if it's less points?
Yeah, I don't know. I love my Animal Kingdom. I don't know if I could not stay there. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, the thing is, it might help you DVCers out, too, with points as far as split stays. Because if they redo it and do what they say they're going to do with it, if it's like half the points, maybe you go there for a few days and then go over to Animal Kingdom to finish the trip out.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be. Yeah.
What's your thoughts, Carm?
I'm a little torn on it. Now, I'm just going to say straight out, I know you like Caribbean Beach for sentimental reasons, Doug, but I think that resort's needed an overhaul for a very long time.
I agree with you.
The Coronado, though, it needed refreshing, but I actually liked that resort a lot. We stayed there the first time this past June, and it had the most comfortable beds on property, even better than deluxe resorts. And so it was kind of a nice, affordable place that you could stay and be comfortable. And I think that's going to go away, which is my only concern, meaning I don't think it's going to be so affordable by the time they're done. I think it will be better, but I worry about the bed quality. I don't know if it'll stay as nice as it is now, or I worry about the price going way up and even becoming kind of like a low deluxe price, you know, kind of like Wilderness Lodge or the cabins at Fort Wilderness, not the top dollar deluxe price, but I worry that they may get in that sort of in-between zone and go up in price. So I'm kind of glad we got to go this past June and take our family, because I worry that in the future we couldn't afford two rooms, you know, at that, you know, resort.
No, I hear you.
The only thing, the thing that looks amazing to me is the roof deck, like dining and stuff. I think that would be really fun.
And also if the gondola system, I know that's just a rumor, but if that actually does connect all of those to Epcot, that would make those a lot more appealing. You know, right now you're very dependent on the bus system, and I would say for us that was the biggest negative of Coronado, is all of those bus stops. And so, you know, if they end up with an alternate transportation system, I think that would make those a lot more appealing. But I just worry that a bigger price tag is going to come along with that.
Yeah, I was almost thinking, it, just like you said, Carmen, that, you know, we're probably going to see a fifth designation of resort, you know, whether they call it a mini deluxe or a deluxe junior or whatever. But inevitably, putting all these upgrades in, as nice as they sound, we're going to, you know, the guests are going to pay for it. And I can't see them holding the line in charging the same as the other moderates when they're done all of these millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of enhancements and renovations. So I agree. Exciting, yes, but for the pocketbook, maybe not so much.
I think that also, though, the more they upgrade things, they're going to have to up their game other places too. So maybe it'll just make everything better.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right about that.
Some of the things I've been reading through the Disney travel site, and some of the, like, they don't tell you anything, but on my travel agent site, one of the things I'm kind of getting a feel when they're posting closings and openings, and they'll leave little words that you try to get as many hints as you can off of. I kind of think what they're going to do with Coronado, I think the old buildings that are stay there will stay equal to the other moderates. And I think the new tower is going to be deluxe prices.
A little more deluxe,
Yes, and I think they're going to do that because they need the inventory for both. So I think you'll still be able to stay there for the regular, kind of like, you know, however, the contemporary, the garden wings are still like big time cheaper than the rest of the main building and Bay Lake
Definitely.
Tower.
We've stayed in the garden wing before, and that's one of the best values on property. Those
Absolutely.
Rooms are huge, and you're in a, you know, if you like Magic Kingdom, it's a good location. You get all the amenities of, you know, the resort, but you are paying way less than people in the main building.
In some ways, I think it's nicer because you feel like you're off the beaten path.
It's quiet.
Absolutely. So I kind of think that's what's going to happen. I think the new building is going to be buku like the rest of it. I think it's going to be deluxe. Or like you guys said, it'll be Wilderness and Animal Kingdom deluxe prices because they are a little lower than the other resorts. And then I think that the old buildings will stay equal to the other moderates. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Speaking of rooms at the Contemporary, that room you had at the Bay Lake Tower, Carmen, now, did you pay for water view? And you had you had a view of both the Magic Kingdom and of the water or the lake out back.
Yes, we hit the jackpot. We rented DVC points for that, and that was a water view. So we basically paid a moderate resort price to stay there and be able to watch Wishes every night. That was just amazing.
You must have been blown away when you figured it out that you know that's where your room was, because I think you had mentioned that you had a water view, and when you first put up the first vlog, it was like, oh my goodness, they can see Space Mountain and the castle and everything.
Yeah, we were just blown away. My guess is the way they class the room is what you see when you're in the room and you look out. And so we could not see the theme park inside the room. We saw the lake. But as soon as we stepped out on the balcony and looked to the left, we could see all of Magic Kingdom. So it was just like one of those wonderful, magical moments that you can't plan and you can't ask for, but then you just get it and you're lucky and you're happy. I told Brian we're going to be so disappointed if we ever go back there again and we don't get a room on that side.
Right. We just got a regular water view.
You won't be disappointed. All those rooms have beautiful views.
Well, and the water's gorgeous. I think I had more fun, and Doug will appreciate this, watching the boats come out of that little support that they have back
you
there.
You feel like you're seeing something you shouldn't, and you love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And it was, I just love watching it. I'm kind of like you, Doug. I love the boats. And so I got to see the ferries come out, then watch the resort boats come out. I just loved it. I love being able to watch that every morning. And so I'm probably going to have to edit those vlogs heavily because every day it's like, oh, look, a boat. Oh, look, a boat. Because I'm so excited about the boat.
You need to stay in those DVC, the new Poly DVC studios, because you're right. If you stay in the on the water view for Poly, you get to watch the boats. We stayed there during the hurricane and we watched them like get the docks back together for when the park opened again. That was amazing.
Oh,
that's cool. We got lucky like that one night too, Carm, with a and I've told Dennis this before because we stayed at the Swan and Dolphin quite a few times because we've gotten really good deals over there. And I love that resort because I like it for the same thing. You get all the amenities of the boardwalk and the Yacht and Beach Club, but you're off the beaten path. And they're beautiful rooms in there. And our one room the one night was they gave us – we went to check in. We paid for a regular room. They gave us a junior suite with a full kitchen, bath. It was gorgeous. And our balcony – was looking at the Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios every night. So when they did the fireworks, and I went to sleep every night saying goodnight to the Tower of Terror like a little kid. Goodnight, Tower of Terror!
That was sort of like me with Space Mountain. I was like, goodnight, Space Mountain, because it's like right there. We'd watch Wishes and then say goodnight to Space Mountain.
Exactly. And we did the same thing, and you're like waiting for them to turn the lights out. It's like, no, it's still on. I can look at it. And Brenda's like, get to bed. Get to bed, you geek. But I wanted to savor every minute.
Next question. So we'll go to Judith first. So Typhoon Lagoon with the new Misadventure Falls, does that interest you at all? Do you do the water parks or what?
So when it's Tommy and I, we don't do the water parks. We haven't. Okay. I've done the water parks with the boys, and we've had a blast. So it kind of depends on who I'm with.
Okay.
So, but it looks fun. It looks fun.
I didn't know if you're excited about it. I mean, the video. I mean, it does look like a good time. I wish that would replace Cali River Rapid. I'd have more fun.
me too, because I'm always the one who gets soaked on that every trip.
Exactly.
That was a one and done for us. We rode it. It may have been our first trip, and both got drenched, and we were like, "Nope," and we haven't done it since.
Yeah. I'm always the one. I don't know why.
Yeah, I've got suckered into multiple times with my godson. That's the only reason. If it wasn't for him, I'd have never gone on it again.
I don't mind getting wet. It's my sneakers, and I've heard you talk about this, Doug. I have to wear sneakers to the park. Yeah. I can't. I'm not one of these people that can wear flip flops all day. And I cannot stand squishing around in wet sneakers. Well,
if you have the wrong shorts on and then you're wet when you're watching Lion King, you know, that's not so fun either.
Well, everybody knows on the planet that I'm a germaphobe. And I just couldn't – at first, I'm not a flip-flop kind of guy. But I just can't see myself just having my feet on all these rides where any of my skin could touch. I'd be grossed out. I'd be going running through every store trying to find some antibacterial to wipe myself down.
I figure I work in a germ, like, infected place. I'll be fine at Disney World.
Judith, I'm a general contractor. You know the germs I work with? Just the guys alone are hepatitis B everywhere. I'm just kidding. But, you know, I'm just that way. I mean, I'm the guy that eats pizza with a fork and knife, you know, when I'm out, because I don't want to be dirty. So... But
Judith probably has the best immune system out of all of us there.
Yes.
I don't get sick too much. When I do, I'm horizontal.
Well, she's been listening to this show for a long time. Her immune system has to be very, very good.
So, Carmen, do you and Brian partake in the water parks at all or not really?
We do not. I mean, we have actually taken my nephews to the water park at Carowinds because it's actually included with your park admission. It's part of the park. Like, you don't have to pay a separate price. Right. But he and I sit on chairs while they run to the water slides. It's not our thing. Neither of us are into it. Not because we hate water slides. He cannot see without his glasses at all. Like, he can't walk around. He would be running into people and that kind of thing. And I can't, just as I just mentioned, I have to wear sneakers on cement. I can't walk around barefoot. So
me neither.
between the two of us, there's just no fun in a water park unless now I will plant myself in a lazy river. I've done that at Carowinds before, but we haven't been to the Disney water parks just because you have to pay to get in, and it's just not a thing we want to spend our time or money on.
Yeah,
no, I totally agree. They could get rid of them for all I care personally. But I think Doug has a good take on that. That as you know, the more popular they become, it helps to disperse the crowds from the four big theme parks. Agreed. So good way to look at it.
The thing that makes me mad again, and this is where I go ranting and all that other junk, is when we first started going down. You got the Magic Your Way pass. You could do whatever you wanted, and the price was. It was like basically buying park hopper with you get the water park and fun, the whole nine yards. I don't understand with the money we pay, especially for a week ticket. What's the difference if you head to Typhoon Lagoon or head to Epcot for the day? You're going to a park for the day. You're basically paying for admission to one of the parks. I don't understand why they don't just include the two water parks, and you decide where you go for the week. How's that going to hurt
you
them?
Would think that would help distribute the crowds better. If people knew they could do it without paying extra, kind of like us with Carowinds. We walk away from the thrill coasters and go to the water park for half the day, and that helps alleviate the lines on the coaster. So I agree with you on that. I don't see why they don't include it with Park Hopper.
Exactly. You're paying for a day of entertainment. I don't understand. I mean, really, you're getting more value for your buck going to one of the four major theme parks. But if you decide you want to spend a half day at either of the water parks, it should be part of your ticket and be done with it. The reason I go on and on and on and you guys listen to the show is just because when you have no idea when you're booking a trip for somebody and you got to explain all this now. It's like it's like reading a manual.
I wouldn't even want to do it. I more power to you because I think it would be very, very difficult, especially someone who knows absolutely nothing about Disney and doesn't sort of do their own research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like the things I ran about with you with the Express, you know, I love you guys. I want you to have all the fun you can. I'm just picking on you. But don't you agree with me as far as, too, if they're going to sell you the park hopper, they should sell you should have transportation to get from the parks an adequate amount of time. You shouldn't be waiting like you did on the monorail on the last trip.
Oh, you're not going to get any argument from me on that. Oh, yeah. Because so even if you buy the Express bus, you still have to take the bus from your resort to the park and or from a park to your, back to your resort. Unless we were kind of not cheating the system. It's totally included, but we were actually using the Express bus every day to go back to Magic Kingdom so that we could walk back to our hotel and avoid the monorail. So yes, you should not have to do that. I totally agree with you on that. Now
that
I think
is such a shame about the monorail, Carmen. I was so disappointed
nightmare.
In that.
I'm not going to go on and on about it because I don't want to bring your listeners down, but we had so many bad experiences and it was always with the second half of the ride. So the resort monorail loop was great. We never had one problem with it. It was always the second leg going to Epcot. And one day we got stuck on it. Well, it wasn't even stuck. It was intentional. After they closed the door, they said, we're going to pull up a few feet and change a part. And there was no there was no AC.
So they knew ahead of time
they were going to do this. And they still loaded us on. And we were standing up. It was standing room only. Then shut the AC off and had us sit there for 15 to 20 minutes while they changed a part on the monorail.
I hope that when you get that survey, because you get a survey after every trip. I hope you put that on there.
Oh, I absolutely will. And I may actually just write them separate feedback about that because they should have given us the choice. They should have said, if you want to get on, you can, but we're going to have to change a part or you can wait for the next train. And I would have just waited for the next monorail because I don't do well in that enclosed heat like that, you know, where you can't get sort of air circulation. So I would have just stayed on the platform.
No.
Yeah, that's wrong. I'm sorry that happened.
It took us over an hour to get from the time the first monorail left till we stepped off the second monorail took over an hour that day.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
No, our last trip, the couple times we went to the Magic Kingdom, we had reservations over at the Contemporary. We had lunch and breakfast there, and then we went to the Magic Kingdom. The one day my godson wanted to ride it, so I kind of just took it as riding. But if you're staying at the Contemporary and you ride that monorail to go to the Magic Kingdom, you're out of your mind because you could do two rides by the time it goes around that loop.
Absolutely. Well, somebody else that I talked to on Twitter was there at the same time we were, and she told me one day she purposely tested it. She said she walked at a normal pace and looked at the monorail that she would have been on, and she got there and was able to ride a ride, got through bag check and security, and rode a ride before that monorail made it around.
Yeah, we walk every time. I mean, I love the monorail. It's a ride. That's the way you got to look at it.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that they say to you, oh, you have such convenient transportation from the Grand Floridian, from the Polynesian. Is, you know, they book it as like, oh, this is the monorail is phenomenal. Well, they need to up their game with that.
No, well, you pay for that. That's part of the reason your resort costs are so high for monorail resorts is that convenience and the perception that you just waltz onto the monorail and you're walking down Main Street, you know, 3 minutes later.
Right. And I think Doug has a great point. If you're able, you can walk, which is exactly what we did. Every time we went to Magic Kingdom in the morning, we walked. And when we came back in the evening, we usually did take the monorail back because it's just one stop. So it's like the chances of something going wrong is pretty, you know, low at that point. But the problem was going to Epcot, which, as you guys know, is our favorite park, followed closely by Animal Kingdom. They're almost neck and neck. But
And that's the reason you stayed there for the monorail.
Well, no, we actually stayed there because Beach Club and Boardwalk were booked, and so it was the next best option. But we had no idea it would take so long to get to Epcot, and they have no bus, so you have no choice. You have to take the monorail if you want to go straight from the Contemporary or Bay Lake Towers to Epcot. That's your only choice.
But you could have probably –
that was not fun.
But that's why you took it was the next best choice. But you could have probably rented DVC cheaper and got Animal Kingdom or Wilderness Lodge for less money than the Contemporary for DVC
points. We actually priced all of the available ones out. And it was the cheapest one that was available. Now, it may have been because the ones you're mentioning were booked. The Poly was definitely more expensive.
No, absolutely.
That was one of the ones we picked from.
But the Animal Kingdom and Wilderness are usually a little bit less. Or you could have stayed at Saratoga or Old Key West. But the point is you stayed there because that was the next best one, and you were planning on using the monorail. And it totally let you down.
Right. Yeah, we did stay there once before years ago, and I think that's back to your point, Doug. I think the transportation, at least the monorail, has gotten less reliable. When we stayed there many years ago in the Garden Wing, I don't remember all of these problems with the monorail. So I think they're really struggling to keep it reliable at this point just because it's an aging technology.
Well not only that, but when they had that fatality too, that I know they there's less cars, if you will, that make the loop now because of that, so that's adding to the stress of the the cars that are available and how many people they can pick up
sense.
And move around.
Well, and that's what Brian said too. Since they added Bay Lake Tower, they've added DVC to the Poly, they've added DVC to Grand Floridian, all of that happened after the last time we stayed at the Contemporary. Like, Bay Lake wasn't even there at that time. So you've got a huge amount of people that were not there before that are depending on the monorail. I think that's part of it, too, because we noticed every time we went, it was standing room only. We never rode it where we were, free to sit anywhere we wanted to. And the previous trip years ago, there were plenty of seats. We never had to stand up.
Well, that was my point on the last trip. And the other thing is, do you guys understand why they don't have a walking path from the Grand Floridian to the park?
No.
Or even from the Poly, they could put something from the Poly to the Grand Floridian to
the
park.
Yeah, I don't understand why they don't. And and I said it's the most expensive resort. Us three knuckleheads run there a couple times, and every time we get to the Grand Floridian, everybody there has to stand. Now, how is that fair? You're paying the most for a resort, and you have no seat.
Well, and all those people that just bought DVC there, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, I will say at least they have the boat.
That's true.
I would take the boat over the monorail any day, especially depending on which way you're going. And also, you can walk between the Poly and the Grand Floridian, and you can walk from the Poly to the TTC. So if you're going to Epcot, you could walk at least one leg of the monorail. You still have to take the second leg. I agree with you, Doug, though. They should make a bridge or something so that you could go all the way around.
Yeah. And actually, if you remember when they had that buy a brick program, they used to have a sign out there. And if I'm not mistaken, there were plans to connect by walkway all of those Magic Kingdom resorts and the Magic Kingdom itself. But as you know, they disbanded that program, and the walkway never got built.
That's okay. I was just going to say, how nice would that be, though, Carm, to be out, or Judith and Dan, how nice would it be to be out of – take that stroll all the way around all those
That's
resorts.
What I was about to say, and especially if you wanted to eat. Like, one day we talked about going to Kona for breakfast,
yeah.
And then we were like, well, yeah, but the monorail's not running, and we don't have a car, and it just got too complicated, and we were like, nope, never mind, we'll just not do it. So
we would
have spent more money
path.
If we could have walked over there.
Sorry, Carmen.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I would love a running path. Like, with all this Run Disney stuff, why isn't there a running path?
No, I don't understand. And the biggest thing, like Carmen said, and I've said it before, I've said it on the show, is, and I've heard many people for, like, the last 15 years talk about a bridge that was supposed to be built. And I've heard about it forever, that a bridge was supposed to be built from the Grand Floridian to get you over to the park there. And it makes no sense to me because it's like a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're just, like, trapped there. If the boats – and those boats are full, too, Carm, because we did that one time, too. They're both packed. It's like, by the time – the Grand Floridian needs – the point is the whole park, and that was my argument. That's why I went off on transportation and the whole nine yards is the crowds have been so big. Disney has been blessed by the amount of people going to the parks the last few years, and I don't think they've – they made up with the transfer. I don't think they've equaled the amount of transportation that they need to keep up with the crowds that they're having. And that's why they did the express bus. So instead of saying, we're going to supply it, we're going to let you pay for it. And that's the reason why I got upset.
And I would totally agree with you 100% if it went to the resorts. But because it doesn't go to the resorts, it doesn't solve the biggest pain point. For me, the biggest pain point is not going from park to park. The biggest pain point is in the morning from the resort to the park and in the evening from the park back to the resort and or a midday break. I think the benefit you get the most from the express bus is skipping tickets, skipping security, and getting dropped off well into the park and then having a pickup time that's on a set schedule. And, I mean, they leave on the minute. Like, if they tell you it leaves on the hour and half hour, I've watched the bus driver. He watches that clock, and the second it turns over, that bus takes off. And so I think that's the stuff you're paying for that particular service. But I agree with you. The resort to park transportation has got to improve.
And the other part
of it is, too, though, is that the reason why we started getting a car when we go there is to go, because we like to tour. We'll go to the park in the morning. And then come back and then go to an ADR at night and then back to another park. Well, you can't do that anywhere.
No, you waste too much time. That's why Dennis got a car the last time.
Yeah.
And that's the main reason we like to stay at Boardwalk and Beach Club, because we spend most days, our second park is Epcot. Like 90 plus percent of the time, we go somewhere in the morning and
that's
then take a break and then we go to Epcot. And so for us, that completely eliminates transportation for at least one whole half of the day. So all we have to worry about is getting to the morning park and back. And if that's Hollywood Studios, we can also walk to that as well. So then you've only got to worry about Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom. So that's why those are our favorite places to stay. It's mostly due to the transportation.
We like the places that we tend to eat dinner at the most are in the resorts themselves.
Those are the best restaurants.
They're the best restaurants. Yeah.
And me and
so
Dan have
tend to like.
God, I'm sorry, Judith. No, finish up, Judith.
I was just gonna say, like, we like to go to the Grand Floridian because we like to go to Citrico's or Narcoosie's at night to eat, or California Grill at night to eat, you know. So, and then we'll go back to a park. So you can't do that if you're gonna use Disney transportation. Easily.
Me and Den even said, and Dennis agreed with me, and even Lou Mangiello agreed with me on this. Like, know how you were saying, Carmen, that they check your bags and all that stuff? What I don't understand is why they don't have bag checks at the resorts. Before you, like, you're going to let me ride with something illegal on the bus from the resort to the park or on the boat to the park? I mean, like, if they just checked your bag at the resort and scanned it before you get on the buses, you're clear for the day. It would be on your mind. Like, where are you going to go? Once I'm on a Disney bus, it ain't like I can stop and grab something illegal. or on
I
the
think
boat.
The difficulty is anyone can stand outside the park where they drop you off the bus. You know, that's basically open to the public. Yeah. You can walk to those areas from outside. So they'd right. have to change where they I drop agree. You off so that it's a secure location. Like the way the express bus works, they actually take you backstage, and then a cast member comes out and hand escorts you into the park. So there's no chance of you picking up anything.
Well, my point is, I agree with Carmen. If everything was checked on your buses before you get to those bus depots, right? And everybody was checked before they got into the parks. Like, if you understand what I'm saying, there should be a check before you get into that area. Like, at the Magic Kingdom, once you – that bus stop, there's no cars or anything up in that area. So how's anybody going to get there?
Yeah, that one's easier to control, although you can walk from the Contemporary over. They could just check that one, you know, area, and they could control that. But the other three parks, they would have to build a similar system so that they could keep it contained.
Exactly, yeah, but the point is to try to expedite it. Once I'm on the bus, let me be good or the boat. Like, I don't understand why they don't protect me on them then. if they're gonna go to that degree, how do I know the guy in the hotel don't have something that's getting on my bus?
They're probably just hedging their bets that if someone's gonna do something like that, they're gonna wait till they're in a bigger crowd inside the park.
But, yeah. So, but it's just you know what I'm saying.
I don't really have an issue with like being searched or whatever because. I mean, that's just making my children safe as I'm walking through the park. I don't really care about the security.
No, I don't mind it. I just love skipping the time that it takes. Like, one day we came to Epcot for our second park, and it took us 35 minutes to get through bag check. So that's the part that I like is, you know, sometimes you hit it great, sometimes you don't. It's sort of, like, random, but... I love being able to skip that for that second park. I think that's one of the highlights of that express bus. However, if we're staying at an Epcot resort, we will not be buying it because we'll be taking our afternoon break and then we'll be walking back through the International Gateway, which I have never seen a long bag check line at the International Gateway.
Yeah, no.
So there's no way we're going to pay for it.
But there is that additional security there, too. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, yeah, you walk through the gate, and I mean, through the metal detector and all that.
Yeah.
And by the way, guys, I don't know if you experienced this, Judith, but this last trip, except for Hollywood Studios, they were making everyone walk through a metal detector.
Yep.
Oh, wow, that's new.
Everyone. Yep, and what was ironic is the non-bag check line was frequently taking longer than the bag check line. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why. I guess just that many people trying to go through one metal detector. So a lot of times Brian would just hang out with me in the bag check line because he could actually get through way faster than if he went and stood in the no bag line.
Yeah, there was metal detectors everywhere.
Yep. And they were even wanting people. That day I told you it took us 35 minutes to get through. I don't know what was going on that day. It was crazy. They actually had extra security out there with wands. So since they couldn't get everyone through the metal detectors, they were actually wanding people.
Yeah.
Well, like Judith said, it's lousy. You hate to take the time, but if it makes us safe, it makes my children safe.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with any of them except for the Magic Kingdom, and they've changed it recently. But the last few trips, it was ridiculous. Like, what my problem with the Magic Kingdom is because everything is congregated in the front, so you have to – like, you can't – you park in the parking lot, and you get on a bus or a boat – I mean, the monorail or the boat. So they could scan you there. My point is it took away from the beauty of the front of the Magic Kingdom with all the junk that's up there.
Absolutely.
The other parks they could leave the way it is. So they could do something to Magic Kingdom. One of my favorite things about the Magic Kingdom was the beauty of it. When you showed up there, it was gorgeous. And you didn't have – now you feel like you're a cattle putting through
you're
lines.
Right. They could do it right at the TTC. They should do it right at the TTC.
That's my point. So you can keep the beauty of the front of the Magic Kingdom. That's the reason why they got rid of the rope drop there because of all that stuff. I think they could have handled it better. And, like, the pathway that you walk over to Contemporary, they could have had bag check all the way down there.
Well, they actually do now for the Contemporary. Yeah. They have their own bag check line that's off to the side.
Exactly. So and now that the boats, everything is done that way, they should do it before you even get on your boat, your bus, or anything to go to the Magic Kingdom. And this way the front could be beautiful again. That was my argument.
Yeah, years ago, it used to be commonplace. Every family that went into the Magic Kingdom, whether you had the photo pass or not, would snap a couple of family photos in front of the floral Mickey in front of the castle. Now, you can't even do that. I mean, there's wall-to-wall people, and, you know, you got the photo pass folks there. I mean, you can't even get just an impromptu little photo in front of Magic Kingdom now.
Well, and if you get the photo pass photo there, you're going to have 50 strangers in your picture.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was never that way.
No, Dan, you're right. How many times we were years ago when we first started going in there? I have pictures of me and Brenda by ourselves in the front of the Magic Kingdom. Like, nobody else there.
Yeah.
That's impossible
now.
It
wasn't even that long ago, really, because we didn't start going to Disney World until 2005. You know, that's not that long ago, really.
No, and it's just that was my point. The other parks are fine because it don't take away. Because Spaceship Earth, you got to go through the gates to take the pictures where all the stuff is. The Animal Kingdom, you go into the Oasis, usually take the pictures are off to the side. They got the characters. And Hollywood Studios is the same way. But the beauty of the Magic Kingdom, half the beauty was the entrance.
Yeah.
And that's why I was so upset. So answer that. Carmen, I know your favorite park is Epcot. You've said it multiple times now. Judith, what is yours?
Oh, gosh, I'm so wishy-washy because I love them all for, like, special reasons. And I love the Magic Kingdom because I see the castle and I cry every time I see it. But I'm going to have to say Animal Kingdom, which is, like, not a very popular view, but we always, as a family, have a wonderful day there. We always have so much fun. It's a little more laid back. We love the animals.
We love it, too. Close to us for, like, Epcot's barely above it, and it keeps moving up higher and higher, so I think at some point it's probably going to overtake Epcot for us.
Well, I can tell with your vlogs, Judith, with your vlogs. Yeah, it's either at Epcot or at Animal Kingdom most of the time.
We just always have an awesome day there. And I love going to Dawa Bar and just sitting there and watching, like, Birradika Band or other different bands there. I love the animals.
I love my harp player. My electric harp player. He's my boy.
Yeah.
I love the gorillas. Vine. Those silverback gorillas are awesome.
Oh, my God. They are awesome, aren't they?
I can sit and watch the meerkats forever.
I know. That's so
they're
funny.
They're too cute. They're just so
they're
funny.
They're too cute.
The whole park's beautiful.
I love Exhibition Everest. I love
Sorry
as
to
you're
hear
going
that.
Up.
I'm
I love it. It is amazing. As you're going up, if you look to the right or the left, like, if you look to the right, you can see the whole park. If you look to the left, you can see Orlando. And then you just drop, and it's amazing. I love it.
I hear you. I know I'm the exception, not the rule, when it comes to Everest. And it's just me being a fuddy-duddy about it. But speaking of that, looking around, you guys, you both seen Rivers of Light, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your thoughts? Yay, nay? How far up on the shows is that?
I know what Carmen says. She says one and done. I love it, and I want to go every trip. I know people are complaining about, like, the bleachers, like the seating and stuff. It is an amazing show.
May I say, beautiful. May I say blow up cushion, keep in the bag.
Yes. See, that's actually not the problem, though, Doug, at least not to me. The big issue is Brian's knees were in the back of the person in front of him. They didn't give you enough space front to back.
No.
So unless you're my
really
height,
tall?
You're
going to
be –
Is Brian really tall?
Oh,
yes, he's 6'4".
Yes. Oh, okay.
And also, once you're in your seat, you cannot get out. Like, there's no way to scoot past the people next to you. So, like, once you're in, you're fully committed. You can't get a drink. You can't go to the bathroom. It's not like Fantasmic where you can kind of, excuse me, and, you know, kind of slide down the aisle. I think they just pack those in way, way too tightly. And I wanted to elaborate on my one and done. It's not because we didn't like the show. I loved the show. Brian liked the show. It was more of the seating. Coupled with the way they had us exit. They had a sign saying, if you're leaving the park, go this way. And we were. So we went that way. They made us walk
Did you go to the right or to the left, Carmen?
I went to the right because that said if you want to exit the park, go right. So we went out by Everest. They took us all the way through Dino Land, behind Dino Land, and then all the way back to the front near the, you know, where you split off in those two different directions. And it was just packed. So you're moving like 1 mile, you know, in 10 minutes.
So I did not follow the directions, which
you're
is
so smart,
which is kind of like me. If you know me, I went the opposite direction.
You are
I'm
a
really
smart
good in,
woman.
I'm good in crowds because I'm little and I can get through everything. I went to the left and had an amazing time.
Yeah, I told Brian that after we were already committed and couldn't really turn around, I said we should have gone to the left. And the other problem, too, is it goes back to Brian being tall. He cannot squish through because people get mad at him. He's so tall. He has to kind of hang back and let everyone shove past him or people get upset because he sort of stands out. And
so next time. Next time this is what you do. You go with me, you hold my hand, I'll help you out.
Now, is it a lot like Fantasmic where you got to get loading.
Yeah, if you don't have a fast pass, because we got there 40 minutes before the show with a fast pass, and they were turning people in standby away saying it was full already.
Because, see,
I did the dining package, so I was actually sitting on the other side of you, Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there early because it was like within the first week that it was starting, and I was actually by myself. So I just got myself a cocktail and I went early to sit there. And it's similar to Fantasmic. I got there early because I was so excited about it, really.
Yeah, I guess
we got there early, too, because I've heard you don't have to be there except for 15 minutes early if you have a fast pass. Like, you're basically guaranteed to see as long as you get there 15 minutes before the show starts. But I went pre-show. I just wanted to get settled. And I thought I could go get a drink once we got a seat, but then realized I could not without stepping on a bunch of people.
I wonder, so I don't have, I mean, I'm tiny, so I don't know, like, I wonder if the seating is different for the dining package.
That's what I'm wondering, like, because it wasn't an issue of my size. It was an issue of people's knees were literally against the backs of the people in front of them. So there was nowhere to step, no matter how tiny you were.
What were you going to say, Dan?
Like, I felt like I could get out and get something if I needed to.
That's interesting. So I wonder if they gave the dining package like slightly better seating. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
sort of
know.
Made it a little bit nicer.
Yeah. I guess the only point I was making about Fantasmic is I love Fantasmic, the show, but I'm not into getting there so early and being committed to 45 minutes before and then, a half hour to get out of there. So I was asking for Rivers of Light if it's a similar situation where you got to get there 30, 45 minutes, then sit in your seat and you're saying now you can't get out to get refreshments.
I think while it's still new and people are excited about it, I think you'll probably have that. You'll have to go somewhat early.
Unless you have a fast pass, though, because the one nice thing about this is they have a dedicated fast pass section, just like her dining section. So if you've done the dining or you've done the fast pass, my understanding is as long as you get there in the window that they give you, which pass is 15 minutes before the show starts, you're guaranteed a seat.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and if you follow Judith and go to the left instead of to the right, you could probably also get out of the park quicker than 30 minutes.
Right.
You know, for us, that was just not fun. So
just
if we had
go
broken
the, opposite.
The rules, we would have been better off. Well,
I would be absolutely shocked if they gave you better seating for if you paid more to get the dining package. I'd be shocked if they did that.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't sit.
Because I could totally see that. They're getting more money.
Me being sarcastic? Come on now. No, I can honestly see that.
I will say, I don't know if you guys saw my tweets, and I haven't written it on my blog yet, but I was a little disappointed in Tiffin's, I have to say.
Well,
I think we had a better experience than you did, but ours was also not great. I don't know if you saw our vlog review, but I actually left some of the negative stuff out just because it was our specific week that we went. But I know I told Doug about it. They, on the website, they said they had that $28 lunch special, you know, where you get like two items and some rice.
Yep.
Well, when we got in there, they said, no, we're not doing that this week because it's the week of Christmas. And I thought that was kind of...
Well, that's the stuff that burns me up, so.
And so we ended up ordering four appetizers instead, and it was actually cheaper than $28 each, so it actually worked out.
That's awesome.
But the food we had was good. The service we had was great. We had a really great server. But the atmosphere just, I don't know. I know it's supposed to be amazing, but for me, I think the Nomad Lounge is way more beautiful than Tiffin.
I think it might pump up a little bit once Pandora opens, if you can go out on the outside seating, it'll give it a little more flair. Yeah.
Well, the outside seating is all the Nomad Lounge there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I think that'll even pump that up, Carmen. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, because you're looking at that beautiful bridge there going into Pandora.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
They have my favorite drink on property.
What's that?
The Hightower Rocks. It's sort of a watermelon margarita, but it's got a really high-end tequila in it, and it is amazing. Really good.
Yeah, we'll have to try that on the next trip. Me and Dennis go off all the time when we do the restaurant reviews, and we read, like, the pricing, and then we'll see Christmas time, Halloween, and we'll go insane. Yeah. When it's 58, and I'm just putting out prices, but, like, for the buffet, it's $58 regularly, but at Christmas it's $72, and it's the same exact food. Like, why are you killing – that's the stuff that runs me – that drives me crazy. It's like, why are you taking advantage of me? It's just not right. It's just not right, though. But they're Disney. They're supposed to be above that. That's my whole point. All the other knuckleheads are supposed to do that. Disney ain't supposed to do that. You know, it's kind of like when you have that idiot friend that's always ignorant. He makes you buy. He does everything wrong, but you know who it is. It don't bother you because you accept him for that. But when you have your buddy that always is respectful, takes care of you, always nice, and you find out he lied to you, you get pissed off because you don't expect that from him. That's the reason why Disney makes me mad. And you guys all have friends and family members that you expect one thing from one and another from other, and you can't, and there's no way around it. You're not as hurt from the knucklehead that does the same stupid stuff to you all the time as you are by the person that you trust the most. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right.
And that's why Disney burns me up when they do that stuff. I expect it from all the other idiots. Ask them the next question, then, before I continue.
Okay. A real hard one. We'll go to Judith first. So favorite attraction across property, any park, anywhere?
Hands down, Splash Mountain, my favorite.
How do you do? A do. Oh, I'm sorry.
You can go around one of the.
I'm not going to sing. I'll.
No, that's a great one.
That's my favorite. I love being at the very top and looking all across the land.
Yeah.
And then
it's beautiful at night.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it any time of day.
Yeah, that's been the top of my list quite a few times when we've done this. It's always in the top five, but it's been my favorite. Judith?
That's my favorite.
Carmen, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm doing the same thing I do to Bob and John. Carmen?
For me, it's always the same. It's the People Mover. I love the People Mover.
I love
it,
yeah.
I could ride it all day.
Now you can see why we invited these ladies to Ladies Night, can't you, Dan? They know what rides are good.
Right, that is a great ride. Oh, but it's interesting that, you know, we got one, I would call a thrill ride, and then one very peaceful ride. And I don't know, it's just a lot of people would not pick the People Mover. I guess maybe, how should I say it? Maybe a lot of younger people wouldn't pick the People Mover.
We love it. Me and Dan, we need to do a show where all of us get on the People Mover and sneak drinks on and have a great night.
That would be good. It's just so relaxing. Go ahead, Doug.
So what is your favorite restaurant in or out of the park? Go ahead, Judith.
Can I pick like five?
No, you got to give one. Tonight,
you're
headed to the parks, and you got to decide. You can. It's on Disney. Anywhere restaurant you want to go. No,
can
it's
I
on
pick
Disney.
It, like, where can? Oh, Well, if it's on Disney, I'm going to Victoria and Albert's, and I'm going to do the chef's table.
No, but it's
I've never done that.
Oh, but your favorite. We're asking your favorite. It's on Disney. You can go to any restaurant that's your favorite that you've already tried. Or that's your go-to. You go to almost every trip.
I think it's probably California Grill. Like, it's always consistently good. The view is phenomenal. We sat at the bar there my last trip, and it was just so much fun. It's amazing.
Carm?
Well, before this trip, I would have said Boma. It's always been our favorite. I know it's not signature, but we just love it. We've always enjoyed every meal we've had there. However, after going to the brunch at the California Grill, I would say the brunch at California Grill is my absolute favorite now.
That's awesome.
It was amazing.
Tommy and I are going to do that for our 25th.
Oh, it's so worth it. That's one of those things that is a splurge that is worth the splurge. It's worth every dime. So good.
Good to know.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many great restaurants to choose from. Hey, obviously, there's no right or wrong answer. I mean, Doug's been trying to get me over to GECO for a couple of years now.
Oh, great.
Dennis, you have to go.
I know, but I love California Grill so much. And
I know.
If you've heard the show, we have a family, like, affiliation with it, and that they took care of my son years ago, who is a chef now. They took him back behind the kitchen. And I don't know, just sentimentally, we just can't get off of the Cali Grill.
It's amazing.
See, I honestly have a three-way tie for mine.
You wouldn't let me do
that.
No,
but
see,
you wouldn't let Judith
do that.
You have to pick one.
No, I would pick one.
Talk more then.
No, it would definitely be GECO if I had to pick between them. But Le Cellier is right there too because of all the memories of my father. And then everybody knows I love my bangers and mash. So it would all depend on what the trip was. But if I had to pick one today to go to, it would be GECO. GECO. I would pick GECO today. I'm just saying.
Judith, I think he's cheating.
I always cheat.
He's totally cheating. That's not right.
Okay. Give him
the
next one,
I'll get you off the hook. I'll get you off the hook. All right, Judith. Favorite resort?
Gosh, it's the same thing.
Hey. Well, you got to pick one to stay at. They're all available.
So we own at Animal Kingdom and at the Polynesian. But I have to say, and I love both of them, and they're both tied. But my favorite is probably Kidani.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
You can't go wrong. You, like, wake up. You have a cup of coffee in your hand. You hear some little kid scream, "Oh, my gosh, look at the giraffes." You know, and then the giraffes come within 20 feet of your room. Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree with us, though, they should have their own transportation, like a train to the park?
Absolutely.
I will say, I don't know if you've stayed there in a while, they have the best bus service on property.
Oh, absolutely. But I just think it would be unique. Wouldn't it be great, though, to wake up in the morning and hop on the same kind of train as takes you out to Planet
Wild? I would love that.
That's the point. It's the only signature resort that don't have signature transportation. And that's what we've said.
But it is really awesome right underneath your room.
Yeah.
You can park your car right underneath
up in the elevator, and you go and right up to your room. And it sounds corny. How many times have you heard people say, or I'm sure you've even said this, "I don't want to go anywhere today. Let's just stay and watch the animals on the Sabana."
Oh, yeah.
Judith, it's my second favorite park. I mean, my second favorite resort. That's me and Brendan. We love it there. It's phenomenal.
It's awesome.
I just think it would be like the total icing on the cake if I could get the same train that takes me out to Rakifi Planet Watch. I think that would be awesome with the fake luggage on the roof. You start your journey off in the morning, or or even if they had just the same, if they used the Jeeps from Kilimanjaro Safari to drive you over to the park. They had like a dirt road that takes you through the safari to the park.
I would love if they had a place I could run. That's my only criticism.
There's a theme here. Running.
No, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I'm kidding with you.
But, like, if I could run, like, around the animals somehow, that's what they need to do.
I just think they're afraid they might chase you.
They definitely could catch me. I'm not fast.
Carmen, what's your favorite?
If you factor in park proximity, it will be a tie between Boardwalk and Beach Club. We love them both.
Mm-hmm. But you have to pick one. If they're both open, which side would you go to?
If they're both open and the price is exactly the same, I'd go to Beach Club because it's about 5 minutes closer to Epcot.
Absolutely.
Just simply for the location. But usually Beach Club is a hair more than Boardwalk. And when you multiply that times 8 nights, you can save a few hundred at Boardwalk. So that's why we usually end up there. But we love both. But location is not a factor at all, I'm with Judith all the way. It's Animal Kingdom. I've never stayed at Kidani, but we love Jumbo House. So
I love Jumbo House myself. That's where
Kidani is amazing because it's a little quieter and it's just remote. Like you really feel like you're in a different world. You don't even think you're in Florida.
But the foyer in Kidani is incredible. It's insane how beautiful that
is
when you walk
in. It's so beautiful, especially at night.
Now, back to the Boardwalk, Judith. What do you think about me and Dennis, what we came up with on the last show about having some kind of really nice outside bar there around Crescent Lake? Don't you think that's missing there?
Yes, and I totally agree with you about the sports bars. I love to go and watch sports, and my husband does too. And there's no sports bars, really,
just
on property.
AS Fan Club, and it's lacking. And it would be so nice if they had some kind of really nice outside area that you could congregate beside Big River Brewing Company there. I think they dropped the ball there. I mean, I know you have the little pool bar over at the Beach Club, but you feel like you're – I don't know. That's the one bar where I always feel like I don't belong because they yell at you so much about the pool. Why am I going to go to your pool bar if I ain't allowed in your pool? You know what I mean? It's like you don't want me. I don't want to do anything there.
But I will say the Boardwalk pool bar is really fun. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, it's just off the beaten path. It's not out on Crescent Lake. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah,
it would be nice to have drinks sports right there on the water looking at the fireworks and illuminations.
I think that's where they missed it a little with that abracadabra. They should have had an outside seating area. Yes, the inside's very neat, but it's also very dark and kind of gloomy.
Yeah.
And so I think if they'd given you the option, that would be really neat. That would attract a different group of people if you could also sit outside.
And don't you think, don't you guys think there that they should have a better boat dock for the Boardwalk? I mean, come on. I mean,
I almost never use the boat, so I'll take it back from Epcot sometimes if it's already at the dock and about to leave. But when we're going in the morning, we pretty much never take it because there's always a long line, so we just walk.
It's like you're just going to fry.
We like to take that boat. It is,
love
you're right.
The friendship
it's fun.
Boat. Yeah, just
Tommy actually did the fishing excursion there at the yacht club.
Yeah, I seen pictures of that. He looked like he had a great time.
Yeah, he caught a huge bass. Yeah, Disney magic.
Yeah, you said they're everywhere. We did a show, me and Dan, with our good buddy Mike Okinawa. He's a professional fisherman.
Oh yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
And he was in the lagoon in Epcot, and the guy took him to every country, and he caught himself like a 4 and 5 pound bass at every single country. He said he'd never seen anything like it. It was incredible. Okay. Yep. Favorite meal on property. Don't have to be your favorite restaurant, but what's the favorite thing you ever? What's your favorite meal you ever had there?
Okay. Can I mix it up a couple places?
If you got to cheat, you can cheat. Do a Lou Mangiello.
You cheat.
I didn't cheat. I did pick a favorite.
I will say my favorite meal is Sanaa. It's samosas. They have this new cilantro. Sorry. I know you guys don't like that word.
Carmen had to tweet that out for us too tonight.
Sorry. I'm a cilantro lover.
We're going to call you as peas, carrots, and you're going to be cilantro now, Judith.
I love cilantro too.
Oh, you have to eat at Sanaa. They have this new vegetable cilantro dish that is amazing. That's my favorite. And then I would have zebra domes for dessert.
Well, that answers that question too. Carmen?
Yep.
I would say that brunch again, but to avoid sounding like a broken record, I really did have one of the best pieces of steak I've ever had at that brunch on Disney property. They actually knew how to cook a steak there, which was awesome, which was medium rare, Doug, so you would not have liked it.
No.
But to talk about something different, I'm going to go back to Boma again. We actually love their brunch in particular. We love the evening meal too, but we go a lot for the brunch because they have such different things like roasted tomatoes, roasted asparagus.
And Brian is a vegetarian, so he loves that.
Exactly.
It also is the most affordable brunch at Disney World, I think.
It's I would agree because it's only about $30 or so. It's not bad at all.
I think it's less than that. Isn't it like $25?
No, I think it's a little more than that. I think you can eat at like Captain's Grill and some of those, although I don't know that that's a proper brunch. That's more of just a breakfast buffet. But I think it's close to 30, but that's still a really good deal because they have the carved meats. They have the salmon. Yeah. Like it's definitely a full brunch, and we love it. And they have those eggs. I heard Jen talk about them when she was on your show. They have the eggs that have the, what is it, the goat cheese
the
and
goat
chives.
Cheese.
So good.
So good.
Yeah, and speaking of Jen, we missed her tonight not being on.
We missed her.
We wish she would have been on. She'll be on the next ladies' night, we're hoping, and we're really looking forward to that. And she went on and on and on from, we'll say, the happiest vlog on earth, but she went on and on and on. They love Boma. So you guys would all three would be happy times over there.
We love Boma. I just feel like it's one of the better values on property. It's great, great food. It's different food, you know, not the same old that you get on all the other buffets. And the environment's beautiful and the price is affordable. So to me, it's one of those where everything comes together perfectly. Whereas even though I love that brunch at California Grill, that's probably a once a year at the most thing for us because of the price.
Right. Yeah. It's not cheap, but it's good.
I agree.
Not cheap.
Boma is one of my post-race favorite meals. Like, it's just, after I've run a race, it's awesome to eat there.
Yeah, we usually eat there at least once per trip. This trip was one of the first times we did not go over there, mainly because since we were on the monorail, we wanted to try some different things that we usually don't do. But we
liked the wave, though, right? It was decent.
It was decent.
Yeah.
We never did get there for lunch. We ended up canceling our lunch just due to time constraints. But we went there twice for breakfast. And the first time we both got the buffet, but there was not a lot for Brian. So the second time he ordered the rock shrimp omelet. And it actually looked better than anything that was on the buffet. And it was cheaper. So I would say strongly consider ordering a la carte there. Because I think that was actually a better deal. And I think the food quality was slightly better as well.
That's what I did at the Captain's Grill. Because I don't eat enough to eat a buffet, really, to be honest with you. Because of the flavors, I like to taste everything. But to actually get my money's worth, a buffet is not for me. You know,
now, see, that's not Brian. Brian can more than get his money's worth off a buffet. That's not a problem.
No, not me.
Tom eats a lot, so he
can. But they need to have enough for him to eat.
No, see, I'm the guy that'll eat like five or six times during a day, but I don't eat anything. I don't eat a lot at any one sitting.
Meat-centric breakfast buffet. Like, they had prosciutto in the deviled eggs. They had bacon in the grits. Like, it wasn't just that he couldn't get the meat, the actual meat. He couldn't eat most of the things on it because it had meat in it. So that's a little tip out there. If we have any other listeners that are vegetarians, I would definitely order a la carte there.
That's a great tip.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's go into snacks now. So, Judith, what's your favorite Disney snack across property?
You guys are making me think.
I'm hungry. You guys are making me hungry. My favorite snack.
Judith just reminded me. Yeah, that's the sad part with Jen on. They like to eat, too, so she missed out on all this.
Yeah. So when I go there, I tend not to snack too much because I love the signature dining, but I do like a good Mickey bar, and I do like I'll get a Dole Whip here and there. Those are probably my favorite
No, there's the classic.
It's just like common.
Signature. Yeah.
Regular with the vanilla in it. Regular with the vanilla in it.
With the vanilla in it.
Okay. A chocolate covered Dove Mickey bar, right?
No, I was talking about the Dole Whip. Does she like it with the regular pineapple vanilla one?
I like the – so Tommy likes it just pineapple. I like it with the vanilla in it.
Okay.
And I do get a citrus swirl here and there.
Yeah, I prefer the citrus swirl over the Dole Whip, but I like both. As I've told the story, we have the Dole Whips down in Ocean City now, so every once in a while I'll make a special trip and get them for Brenda. She really – I get brownie points that way.
I'll have to remember that when we're down there playing lacrosse this summer.
Yeah, go on the boardwalk. There's a stand, and it'll say, just like Disney. It's the same as Disney, it says. It even mentions Disney on the sign. So when you're ready to go, give me a call, and I'll give you the exact address. It's around 15th, 16th Street, Judith.
Yeah,
right around
I'll have to remember. Yeah, we'll be right around there playing lacrosse this summer. We'll be there and in Philadelphia, so we'll have to go there.
Yeah, if you're down Ocean City and I'm free, maybe we'll meet you for a Dole Whip.
That sounds fun.
There you go. What do you got? And then I got to step out, guys. I got to go dig out my three cars, but I'm going to listen to
you. Well, that was the last question I was going to ask them. That was the last question. So.
Awesome.
Well, mine was the Zebra Dome. They do have a gluten-free version that you can get from the Mara or from Boma. And I haven't actually had it in years because we always eat the buffet, and then I'm too full and I don't have room. And so that's one of my goals on our next trip. We're actually going to be staying at Animal Kingdom a couple of nights. We're doing a split stay. So I want to make sure that I get some gluten-free Zebra Domes while I'm there.
Fun. I have a little Zebra Dome tip because I didn't know this until my last trip. I used to walk over from Kidani to the Mara to get them, but they do carry them at Kidani.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. Are you staying at Kidani or Jumbo House?
Jumbo House.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you'll be right there anyways. You have to walk over to Sanaa then for sure.
Yeah, we haven't eaten there. I don't know if we're going to get to it there because we're already planning to eat at Boma. Of course, I know that surprises you. So I don't know if we'll get there those 2 days, but we definitely want to try it sometime. The thing that's made me shy of going there is I am not a huge fan of Indian cuisine because I spent time in India and got very sick while I was there. So it's that mental association. I used to love it before that trip. And so my understanding is a lot of the food is sort of Indian flavors, and that makes me a little nervous about eating there.
They have many different options. Try. I'm telling you.
Okay.
No, I don't think you'll be disappointed at all, Carmine.
I don't think you will. No. Yeah. They have many different things.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I don't know anybody that's gone there that's been disappointed. To be honest with you, I've never heard
except
a bad
for John.
Review. Well,
one trip we went and Tommy said it was the best steak he had, the whole trip.
Wow.
And we have eaten at like Yachtsman and Shula's. Like we've eaten at those big steak places.
Well, John's biggest disappointment was the waiter.
Right.
He had the problem.
I was just laughing because he's the only person I've ever heard say anything negative about Sanaa.
Well, that's just John. He's the negative one on the show. He's always starting trouble. You know how John is.
I don't think that's John.
No.
Yeah. You know, he's not laid back or easygoing like myself. We got to straighten him out a little bit. No, but this has been a lot of fun. Dennis has already fired up a snowblower, so he disappeared on us. So. But anyway,
tell him to be safe because I don't want to meet him at work tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't want you to either. He has a brand new snowblower, so I think he's going to be okay.
Okay,
good. But we're looking forward to doing this, guys, again. I really am. And hopefully we can get Jen on next trip, next show. But tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, Judith, on Twitter and your blog.
You can see me on Twitter at JLMomRN. I'm there every day. I also am writing for WDW FanZone, and I have a new review of the Sanaa breakfast coming up, so look for that.
Well, let us know, Judith, and we'll tweet it out for you. We'll take care. Let me know when you do it.
So I submitted it today, so it should come out tomorrow or the next day.
Well, as soon as you do, DM me, and then I'll find it, and I'll retweet it for you.
Thank you.
I don't know when you're doing that. I don't see them a lot of times. You don't let me know about it.
Well, I'm kind of shy about it, so.
Well, you're on here now, so you can't be shy no more. And Carm, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
The best place to find us is on YouTube. You can just search YouTube for The Adventures of Peas and Carrots, or the actual URL is youtube.com/TheAdventuresOfPandC. Also, I am on Twitter as well every day at Peas and Carrots with the number 3 at the end, so Peas and Carrots 3. And we are on Facebook, but not as active. So I would say find us on YouTube or Twitter if you want to say hi.
Yeah, well, that's why I thank goodness for John and Bob now, because they've been taking care of the Facebook, because I don't have time for that either. Not that I don't like it, but you only have so many hours in the day. So Twitter's easier for me.
Yeah, I think Twitter's much more interactive as well. Facebook, you sort of put something out and it sits there and people may or may not respond to it, whereas Twitter's sort of an ongoing dialogue, almost like chatting with friends. So I just like that sort of method for communicating.
And just like with the pictures and everything else, it's just so much easier for me. Like, we have Instagram. I don't even do that because it's too much work for me. Twitter's just easy for me, and that's the way I like it.
Yes.
I know what you mean.
So. Me too.
But this has been a lot of fun, guys. I'm so glad you joined us. I'm hoping to make Ladies Night a regular thing, and I hope you guys are looking forward to that. If you could, guys, please go over to iTunes and leave us a review. Even if you don't like us, we still will accept the review. You can also follow us all. You can follow John at Beer Solo. You can follow Dennis at Oak Manor. You can find Bob at It's All in WDW, and our website is It's All in WDW. And you can find me at good old Grumpy 6767 and the whole crew at WDW Main Street. Now say that 3 times fast, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pleased to meet you. Fine, how are you? Nice seeing you. How you come on? How to do? Pretty good show is your born. Pretty good show is your born. Pretty good show is your born. How do you do? Not a pleasant meeting. How do you do? Same way we meet. How do you do? With everyone peeping. Pretty good show is your born. What goes up the show to come down? A penny lost is a penny found. How do you do? And you had it back. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. How do you do?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Good to see you. How you come on? Howdy! Pretty good show is your bone. Stop jumping around, you're running out of breath. Why don't you sit back and calm yourself? You can carry on now if you must. Wonder what we like, cuz that suits us. How do you do? Not a pleasant meeting. Pretty good show is your bone. Pretty good show is your bone. I'm looking for a little more adventure. He's getting bored. A little bit of fun now. I'm hoping for a little more excitement. Time to be moving along. It's time to be moving along. The weather is good. The fishing is fine. Now what do you do with all of your time? Oh, a zigs and a zag, a twos and a froze. That's what you ask me, and that's what you know. Time to be moving along. Time to be moving along. He's looking for a little more adventure. I'm heading for a little bit of fun now. He's hoping for a little more excitement. Time to be moving along. It's time to be moving along. Time to be moving along. He's looking for a little more adventure, but he's heading for a little bit of trouble. He's heading for a little bit of danger. Time to be turning around. Hey, Br'er Rabbit, better mend your ways. You're heading for trouble one of these days. Warning this rabbit, I'm afraid it's a waste. He's making his way to the laughing place. He's looking for a little more adventure, but he's heading for a little bit of trouble. He's heading for a little bit of danger. Time to be turning around. Careful, Br'er Rabbit, better mend your ways. You're heading for trouble one of these days. Warning this rabbit, I'm afraid it's a waste. He's making his way to the laughing place. He's heading for a little bit of danger. Time to be turning around. Time to be turning around.
Home sweet home is the lesson today.
Don't you worry, Mr. Bluebird. I learned my lesson.
The briar patch is where you were born, and the briar patch is where you're gonna stay.
One of these days, I gotta thank Brer Fox and Brer Bear for flinging me back home to my briar patch.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Oh, Brer Fox and Brer Bear are gonna get it today. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Welcoming back Brer Rabbit today. We always knew that he went away. He's had enough of moving on now. It's where he's born and bred in. The briar patch is where he's at. Zippity-doo-dah.